We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
From Learfield, welcome to Flight Report, the latest news from EWU Athletics spanning all sports, events, and key information. Fly with us. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Eagles, Larry Weir.
After a week off, welcome back to Flight Report. It's where we talk about Eastern Washington University athletics. Each week, I'll talk to coaches, administrators, and occasionally players or even former players. This week, we talk with head football coach Aaron Best, as always, and then we chat with women's basketball coach Wendy Schuler. We didn't have a podcast last week. Coach Best wasn't available last week, and so we put it aside since there's a bye week coming up last week. And so we decided to take last week off and then have a podcast this week. We were either going to do a podcast last week and take this week off or vice versa. And so we've done the vice versa. We took last week off and are going this week with Coach Best and Coach Schuler. Eastern against Idaho coming up Saturday at noon on Roos Field. It's homecoming. This game is a sellout. They've brought in some additional bleachers, but still all the tickets are sold as I'm recording this on Wednesday night. But if you want to come to an Eagle home game before the season is over, the next home game is Saturday, November 10th against UC Davis, and tickets do remain for this game, and this is going to be an important game. This game needs to be sold out as well. We need to have butts in the seats, 10,000 fans hollering at Jake Mayer and Keelan Doss and all the other Aggies of UC Davis, because if Eastern takes care of business, this game could be for first place in the Big Sky Conference. Right now, Davis is the lone unbeaten team, and they could pretty much clinch it if they can win their next two games and then beat Eastern in Cheney on November 10th. So this is going to be a big game. Get your tickets. Go online to GoEags.com. Click on the tickets link and reserve your seats as soon as possible. Don't wait because they may be gone by the time you get around to it. So go ahead, get those tickets ordered, make your plans. November 10th, UC Davis, big game starting at 1 p.m., and it's senior day. Eastern has a huge class of seniors from Gage Gubrud to Spencer Blackburn to Simba Webster to Henderson Belk to J.T. Tiuli and Keenan Williams and Kettner Cup and Kurt Calhoun and Josh Lewis and Zuzi Webster and Mitch Fettig. And the list goes on. Roldan Alcabendis, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm missing a bunch of guys, but there's way too many to name. But there have been a lot of guys that played a lot of football for Eastern Washington who will be playing their last regularly scheduled home game on Roos Field November 10th. So get your tickets, get out there, and see the Eagles and UC Davis. Go to GoEags.com, click on the ticket link, and get your tickets for that game before they run out. Right now, there's a reasonable availability, but if you wait around a week or two, that availability may dry up on you. So don't take a chance. Get those tickets in advance. GoEags.com or call the Eagle Athletic Ticket Office as soon as you can. Idaho, first time they have played in Cheney since 1994. It's the first time Eastern and Idaho have played Big Sky Conference football since 1995. So it should be a fun game. It's homecoming. Again, it is sold out. And so you will have to watch it on TV or, I hope, listen on the radio. Our pregame show will start at 11 o'clock on the Eagle Sports Network from Learfield. Let's hear from Eagle football coach Aaron Best.
Coach, bye week last week. Was it a good week? Did guys come back to meetings this week with a little spring in their step?
They did. A lot of guys took part and saw their families over the weekend after we got done with our mandatory activities on Thursday. So they had Friday and Saturday to themselves, whatever they chose to do. And then yesterday we came back in and did the team meeting piece, watched film, got a quick pump in, and are refreshed. The main question I asked a ton of our players is, how do you feel physically? Because a lot of times how you end up feeling mentally is how you start and feel physically. And a lot of those guys felt like it was a blessed week off, that they got in the training room more than they had done in the past. They had more time to operate in certain situations, and guys got on eating patterns that they hadn't been on for 7 weeks. And so I think we're in a good spot, but time will tell. Bye weeks are always welcome. They always happen at a good time. We never had a bye week that's been at a bad time, and we're excited to get back on the field on Tuesday.
You know, you had guys that were a little banged up coming into last week. So how much did you practice? And the little bit that you did practice last week, was it mostly non-contact?
It was a touch of contact. We're smart about how we go about our practices. We like to say we practice like professionals, stand on our feet, but there were intense parts of practices. We were very smart and intelligent about the guys. We didn't want to forfeit 20 reps in a week for something that they could not get reps, not have the pounding on their legs or their shoulders or their elbows or their knees. And so we were smart prior to last week talking about who we are going to hold out as coaches. Some of the players didn't like the fact that we were holding them out. And so that's a good, those are good things. Some of the guys were hugging us because they realized that we saw some ailments that they had physically, that we noticed those things, even though they were toughing them out the last few weeks. And so I think, like I said, we're in a good spot. We'll be rejuvenated physically, and hopefully that turns into a rejuvenation mentally. But our guys are in a good spot. And worked on folks on academics and many things off the field. So then this week we can be as productive as we can on it.
During the bye week, it's really the first time off for players and coaches since the early part of August. And when I mean time off, time away from one another. I mean the running backs are with Coach Maurice, you know, all the time. They're with one another. Is it just good to get a break from people?
It is. You know, it's no different than you at your normal household. To break up the monotony, even if you are having a ton of success, you know, throughout the season, it is nice to get away from the norm. The norm is what we become, and it's what it becomes standard during the season, no matter where you go and where you play. But it is nice to stay away from the norm. It almost took us a few days as coaches to know that we aren't game planning. It's just a different feeling when you're entrenched that long, when you're talking about 7 weeks a season and 4 weeks of camp. And some of these guys are fifth-year seniors. They've done this over and over for their now fifth fall. You get so ingrained to getting up at a certain time and doing things. But change isn't always bad. Sometimes change is good. And so throwing off the internal clocks last week was good. It kind of got interesting to get accustomed to. But I think at the end of the day, it's a good thing. To take it physically off, to get mentally prepared, and like I said, our guys did a really good job with what we asked them to do.
Then the other big piece of bye week is recruiting. You guys were able to get out and see some people that you wanted to see last week.
Yeah, and that's always helpful, especially now with the second signing date moved up to December as of last year. It really challenges. It really actually requires you to go out even in more droves during your bye week, especially this late, to be able to get out to watch some games, to talk to coaches, even though we got a pretty good grasp, you know, from spring and over summer and early fall on, you know, who the individuals are we're focusing in on. It makes it that much more important to go out during your bye week to try to connect a few dots and get a few things dusted off. And so we did that. Most of our guys were in for half the week and out for half the week. So we had enough coaches obviously at practices, but we went out and did what we could on the week, the bye week, and saw enough games to be out and be present and be noticeable with the Eagle logo in tow.
Is this a big weekend for recruiting? Because you've got your homecoming game against Idaho. It's sold out. Do you have a fair amount of recruiting visits coming to town?
You know, we'll have a few. We've already had a few over the last few home games. And so, again, that signing day that's moved up is forced everything to kind of move itself up with official visits now coming on game weekends, which has never been done here before. So it's all new. So any suggestions from you, we'll gladly take. The suggestion box is on my desk. It seems like every year there's something new that's really important new that we're having to kind of dip our toes in the water with. But we've had a couple already. We'll have a couple more this weekend. But they're all big. Any game you invite anybody to, whether it's an unofficial or an official visit, is important that you have the fans that you expect to have, a sold-out crowd, a ruckus crowd, energy from the players that we have, a ton of points scored, not a ton of points given up. Those are things you all expect because they become the standard around here, and we prepare for that. So any of that stuff is good for anybody to see, but especially when you're having kids visit campus, sometimes for the first time, you know, in their life to come to Cheney for the first time. So you want to put your best dress on, put your best foot forward, and we will have that this weekend with obviously a sold-out crowd that was announced a bit back, but why wouldn't it be sold out? It's homecoming, it's Idaho, and two good football teams that are ready to clash in week 9.
All right, so how long has Coach Best been around Eastern? A long time, but Idaho's been gone from the Big Sky for a longer period of time than you've been at Eastern. That's one of the rarities here. They've been gone since 95. You showed up in 96. So you've never had an experience with Idaho as a member of the Big Sky Conference.
Never as a member of the Big Sky Conference. Faced them a few times at the Kibbe Dome, faced them a few times at Joe Albee, and never faced them here, I don't believe, on campus. So this will be a first for myself, A, because of the Big Sky member, and B, on our home field. And so this will be fun. They're all fun, but especially when you're talking about proximity and fan bases that are that close. We cross paths a lot of times in recruiting. We know a ton of those coaches. You know, they go to the same type of coaching clinics that we speak at or talk to people with. And so it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds the next 4 to 5 to 6 years. We'd like to make it a natural rivalry. I mean, proximity allows that to happen. Two good football teams allow it to happen. Recruiting hopefully goes our way more than their way, but that's going to happen naturally with some crossover and guys that we recruit in the future. And so those are things we hope for. This is the infant stage of the Big Sky and Idaho in 2018 version, because the last time they were here was 23 years ago in 1995. And so this will be fun, but I've got a few with two guys on our staff from the University of Idaho. They've given me more than a few stories of either coming to Cheney or Eastern going to the Kibbe Dome and getting what, you know, Coach Stranley says what they deserved, you know. So this will be fun. It's all in good fun, and so hopefully this blossoms into a healthy, very passionate rivalry for sure.
All right, so they're coming off a big win against Southern Utah, so they're going to be a team that comes in here with some momentum.
Huge win. And they came off a one-point loss in Bozeman the week before against a very good Montana State team that we faced early on in the season. And so that was an extra point away from tying it and sending it to overtime. So they're playing their best ball now, and I would say they're best ball of all was last week, just a few days ago, in the Kibbe Dome. Played passionately on offense, ran the ball well, very efficient in the pass game, albeit they didn't go downtown a whole bunch. But Mr. Petrino was very good at delivering the football. I think it was 19-23, very efficient. Had two touchdowns, scrambled well, saw the field well. added him in the run game a touch. Defensively, they were nails. I mean, I know Southern Utah didn't play with their natural quarterback the entire way, but they stopped the pass, number one. There wasn't a ton of people open. They gave up a few big runs, but what they did do is also cause turnovers. And so the one big run down about the 10-yard line, Mr. Ewing coughs it up at the 10, Idaho ball. So even after a big run, they made a positive gain out of it as far as Idaho's defense. So we have our work cut out for us. They've got a very very talented bunch, both offensively and defensively. Strength probably resides in their front and their run game on offense, and certainly in their front seven on defense. So they've got two Ellis's that are not bad in their front seven. So sometimes more is better, and this time it is. More Ellis's are better than one because they're special, and so we're gonna have to play up to our standards. Create our own opportunities, but this should be a fun one.
Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck this week.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, basketball season starts in less than 2 weeks for the Eagle men and in just over 2 weeks for the Eagle women. The Eagle men, we talked to Shantae Leggins in our last podcast, and they have a bearcat of a schedule. They play on Tuesday, November 6th against 16th-ranked Syracuse. Then they play Friday, November 9th against 14th-ranked Oregon. Two top 16 programs to start the season. And then later in the month of November, they play 25th-ranked Washington, who beat Nevada in an exhibition game in Reno last week. So, the schedule is going to be tough for Eastern Washington. They do have some good home games, 15 home games for the Eagle men. They'll host the Wounded Warrior Classic Sub-Regional. That'll be November 16th and 17th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. They play Wisconsin-Green Bay in the first round on Friday, then either Missouri-Kansas City or Moorhead State on Saturday. They have a December matchup against South Dakota State, which won the Summit League last year and made it into the NCAA tournament. They've got one of the best players in the nation in a forward by the name of Mike Dom. Also, there will be a full round robin of Big Sky Conference play, and that starts at the end of the year, December 29th and December 31st. Weber State and Idaho State will come to Reese Court in Cheney. Season tickets are available for the Eagle men. They start at just $70 for the 15 games. Even if you only go to half the games, roughly, if you make 7 of the 15, that's still only $10 a ticket. And you can't do a whole lot for $10 a ticket these days. You want to go to a movie in the evening, it's going to cost you more than that. You want to go to a concert, it's going to cost you more than that. So it's a tremendous value. I think this is going to be a very good basketball team this year. They're not 100% healthy at this point in time. But when they get full health with their team, and they will have full health with their team this season, and it should happen sometime in December or maybe early January when they have all their bullets in their gun, this is going to be a fun team to watch. Last year, Jesse Hunt was having a tremendous season in Big Sky Conference play until he hurt his foot. Jacob Davison ended the year exceptionally well. Mason Peetling had a tremendous conference season, was an honorable mention, all-conference selection. Luka Vulicic was having a good year before he got hurt and missed the majority of the season. Jack Perry was one of the best freshmen in the league. There are great role-playing seniors in Ty Gibson and Cody Benzel who can step in, knock down a three, play good defense. Both have worked hard on expanding their games a little bit more than maybe what they had, what they have shown so far in their Eagle career. There are a lot of talented newcomers. Stephen Bayo was a scholarship athlete to BYU. He transferred to Eastern, sat out last year. He's a tremendous scorer. Austin Fadal is another tremendous scorer. He's a freshman who played in prep school and was one of the top offensive players of the year last year in the prep school ranks. He is going to be a good player. Kim Aiken is coming off a redshirt year. He's a redshirt freshman this year. He looks good so far in the non-conference games. So this is going to be a good team when they get everybody out there and rolling and everybody healthy once again. This is going to be a team that I think is going to fight for a Big Sky Conference championship. So, you know, we need butts in seats for these games. I'm just going to put it out there frankly. We need butts in the seats. $70 for a season ticket. Even if you can only come to a few games, if you know people in Spokane, give the tickets away. Support the program, though. Even if you can't go to all the games, if you can, $70. over the course of a basketball season that's given up one coffee a week, basically. And if you can enjoy your tickets more often than not, or at least as often as not, it's a great investment into this program. So I encourage you to do that. And the women's seats. We're going to talk to Wendy Schuler in just a moment or two, but I want to talk about her schedule and their tickets. $50. And they have 15 home games. They start their season November 11th against Gonzaga at home. Then they play the University of Utah out of the Pac-12 conference, and later Fresno State, plus the 10-game round-robin Big Sky schedule as well. So it's a tremendous value, and again, if you only go to a fraction of the games, they have 15 home games too. If you can only go to seven, you're $7 a ticket. And again, you can't have this type of entertainment doing anything else. So I hope you get these season tickets. Again, $50 for the women. That's what the prices start at. $70 for the men. There are other plans available. You can get mini plans. There's family four packs that are available. On the men's side, there are two different family four packs. One, you can see the first half of the home schedule, which includes South Dakota State, Weber State, and Montana. And then there's the second half of the schedule, which includes Northern Colorado, which is going to be a contender in the conference, and Idaho, among other schools there. So you can go to GoEagles.com, click on the tickets link, and get all the information on Eagle men and women's basketball season tickets. It's going to be fun to watch the Eagle women this year. Again, November 11th, that's a Sunday. They start their season against Gonzaga University. Let's hear more about the Eagle women from head coach Wendy Schuler.
A little over 2 weeks before the start of the regular season against Gonzaga. It's coming quick, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when you say it that way, it feels even more upon us.
What have the early practices been like for you? Are you happy the way the new players are blending in with your returning players, because you've got more new players than you have returning players?
Yeah, you know, there's been a lot of teaching, a lot more stoppage than I would prefer, but we really want to make sure that they have a great understanding of what we want done on the offensive and on the defensive end. So as we've, you know, last week we started to play a lot more in practice, and as we get into the next couple of weeks, it'll be more and more of that. So I think it's been great. The enthusiasm, the work ethic of this group is awesome. Our older players have been phenomenal in terms of welcoming the young ones into, you know, the Eagle family with open arms. And so it's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun.
For the second time in 3 years, you've got to replace the all-time leading scorer in school history. So is it one person that does that, or will a number of players have to step in to try to fill Delaney's shoes?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know that one person can fill Delaney's shoes. And, you know, it's really, you know, I think the sign of a really solid program when you, every year, you've got seniors that you're having to replace. I mean, even last year, it took us, you know, 4 or 5 games to figure out how to replace Ashley Payne and Tisha Phillips, because they were big-time scorers for us. And so, you know, we're in that same boat with Delaney's loss, I think Capri will be that senior that has already shown she can put numbers on the board for us and score in a multitude of ways. But, you know, we've got some other players as well that it's kind of now they're growing into that role. And it's a lot of fun for me to see that growth from our players throughout the course of their careers.
Let's talk about some of the returners. You talked about Capri Morrow. She is an athlete who plays much bigger than her size, and she's 5'8", but she plays to me like she's a 6-footer through whether it's athleticism or strength or length or something, but she plays bigger than her size.
Definitely. You know, when you say she's 5'8", I think to myself, wow, I kind of feel like she's 5'10", because she does. She just plays bigger. She's so physically strong. She's in phenomenal condition. But she can rebound, and she's gotten so much better handling the ball through the course of her career. Shoots the three really well now, but can get to the rim and has learned how to finish in a multitude of ways. She can post up. She can rebound. I mean, she really is a jack of all trades.
A little bit of a Bogdan type, and if you guard her with a taller, bigger girl, she can get around them. But if they guard her with a smaller player, she can post up and play in the post.
Absolutely. That's a great comparison, and you know, and has that physicality for sure that it makes it hard for just a 5'8" kid to just guard her.
All right, so Uri Howard is a player that didn't have full health for a lot of last year, but I'm sure you're expecting big things out of her, returning starter.
Yeah, you know, Uriah, you hit the nail on the head. Last year, she just didn't get to have a complete season. She'd get hurt, come back for a while, get hurt again, and so never got in great game shape, never really got into a flow and a rhythm. But we saw sparks of really nice things from her. So she's been in a really good place health-wise, and her body's in good shape, and I think she is set to have a breakout season.
Brittany Clayman is a player that came over from Australia as a true freshman, so she's several thousand miles away from home, making the adjustment to the U.S. and still was a starter for you. I would think she's going to see a lot of growth between her freshman and her sophomore years.
Yeah, you know, Brittany is a funny kid because she, this summer, I know, went home with just a renewed passion for excellence and to grow her game and take it to another level. And she is a nice size guard for us. You know, she's actually a pretty big guard and shoots the three and again gets to the rim and handles it and just gives us a lot of tools with what she's doing. But I've seen a lot from her in practice in terms of kind of stepping into more of a scorer's role. You know, so to answer your earlier question about replacing some scoring, I think Brittany's one of those kids that maybe didn't put a lot of points on the board last year, but will be more of a scorer for us this year.
And then you've got Alyssa Sealby and Amira Chandler, who are both really good depth options for you inside, and one, maybe even both, will start for you, I would think, at least maybe at the start of the season, if not longer.
Yeah, they both, you know, those two are just kind of rocks. To me, you know, we just show up every day and I don't even have to coach certain drills. You know, I just say, hey, run such and such. And those two have such a grasp of what Eagle women's basketball is about and how we do things. And they hold our younger players to a standard. It's what you want seniors to be. I mean, really and truly, it's just what you want seniors to be. And then Bailey Rexing is classified as a senior for us this year, too. And so that class, along with Capri, has just been so good in terms of everything I would hope them they would be.
All right, so the new players, one thing that I see when I look at all these new faces that are coming into the program is size. You've got, I think, 6'3" players coming in?
We've got really nice size this year. You know, it starts with Leah DePriest, who's a transfer for us from University of Denver, who we appealed and got immediate eligibility granted for her. And so she's going to give us a presence in the paint that we haven't had really since Laura Hughes graduated, just somebody who can bury people and take up space and be really active. Leah plays her butt off, and so she's going to be a really fun person for Eastern fans to watch. But then you have Bella Cravens from Hawaii, who has been a really pleasant surprise, a raw, athletic kid who plays so hard and has the best attitude every day in practice. She's a shot blocker. She's one of the best rebounders I think maybe I've ever coached. She really goes and gets it. So she has done nice things for us. Millie came across the pond. She's a young lady. She has a really cool story. She played for Julie Page, who was one of my first players in my first few years here at Eastern. And Millie, again, gives us great size, but Millie's kind of more that stretch 3-4 type, can shoot the three and do some things. So we just, across the board, we just have some really nice size.
And then you've got some good guards, and you went over to Australia and plucked out another guard there. Plus, you've got a young lady from Sandpoint, Grace Krishner, that's going to be a good player for you as well.
Yeah, you know, Jess is special. That's the best way to put it. She's really a special player. I mean, she was ranked one of the top 20 players in her class in the country of Australia this past season, and just is the consummate point guard, does everything you could hope a point guard would do. I was just saying the other day that 15 practices in, I already trust her implicitly to handle the ball in clutch situations, to get us organized, to do the things that we need to have done. So with her and Brittany in the backcourt, that's a pretty pretty nice combo from down under for us. And then Grace is she is as close as we've had to a Haley. in a long time. She is a big, she's about 6 foot, but she's a guard that can play the one through the four, shoots the three, bounces it, has great physicality, is still learning kind of what we do and how we do it, and just shows more and more signs of being a great scorer every day.
So when was this team going to hit their stride, in your opinion? Will it take you a little while to incorporate all the new people, and are you hoping by the time the conference season begins that you'll be, you know, playing about the type of basketball you want to play?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a pretty good estimation, because we do have, we still have a lot to figure out in terms of roles and rotations and things like that. We've got a lot of growing that we have in front of us, and then we're doing it against a really tough schedule. I don't know, you know, I was going to say, I don't know what that person that did the schedule was thinking, but, you know, it's pretty typical for us. If you go back, I mean, we always have one of the top three RPIs, you know, in our non-conference schedule, in our conference, because we challenge ourselves. And I really believe that we're going to see every kind of style of play in our non-conference schedule, and that's going to get us ready for what we're going to see in Big Sky play. There won't be any surprises for us when we start in the Big Sky.
It is going to be a fun non-conference schedule for fans, because you get Gonzaga here at home, you get Utah here at home, you get Fresno State here at home. Those are three programs, but they're men's teams. They aren't coming to Cheney.
That's exactly right. You know, I applaud those programs for being willing to come to town and come play us here and give us that opportunity. But you said it right. It'll be a lot of fun for fans. yeah, I mean, starting with Gonzaga here, they're going to have a great year. They've got, you know, some great upperclassmen and some really nice young players. So we know that they're going to be tough. And then to get, you know, a Pac-12 program and University of Utah to come here is special. And, you know, we go to Boise State, who went to the NCAA tournament last year. It's just, it doesn't get easy. And then, you know, we go to Maui, and that sounds wonderful, except we're playing Oregon State, who I believe will be in the top 10 in the preseason poll. So tough schedule. But again, it's designed to get us ready and to get our game elevated to another level.
You've had prolonged excellence here at Eastern. You're the only Big Sky Conference program to have won at least 12 conference games over the last 7 years. You've won at least 10 over the last 8 years. So how have you been able to basically reload and not rebuild?
You know, I would hope that it's because we do things the right way. You know, we grow our players. You know, we really believe in development. We really work hard to, when somebody's a freshman, we never view them as what they, this is what you are, this is who you are. We really try and envision who they can become, and I think that helps us as a team sustain the excellence every single year. I think our non-conference schedule that we play that's tough every year gets us ready. You know, we've had years we've won two or three or four non-conference games, but turn around and can go win 14 Big Sky games because the level of play that we learn to play at in the non-conference. So I think there's a lot of reason. I've got a coaching staff that works their tails off to prepare us game in and game out for the rigors of Big Sky play. And so, you know, I'm just blessed to be here and to be able to coach a family that we have here in our program.
And it seems like every year, even though you've had all that success, you get underestimated by the coaches and the media. This year, I was really surprised to see that the coaches picked you 7th in the league, and the media got you 5th, which I think is closer to where you probably should be. But I'm guessing you take great pride in outperforming expectations.
You know the old adage, it ain't about where you start, it's about where you finish, and that's what it's about. And you know, I probably function better with a little chip on my shoulder than I do being the front runner anyway. I think it's good for our team, and you know, I think the bottom line is I don't know that people care to know who we have or what they're capable of, and I think they underestimate the growth of our players. I think that maybe they look at, you know, they were this star player coming out of high school or whatever, and they don't think about the fact that our players get better in our system. And not every program is like that. You know, there's a lot of programs that players are who they are, and that's it. And this is a place where, I mean, we have some kids that will be different than they were a year ago in a much better way. And so I think that's exciting.
Coach, we're looking forward to the 2018-19 season. Best of luck to you this year.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me. It was good to visit with you.
You can listen to the Flight Report in many different ways. You can go to GoEags.com, click on Fan Zone, then click on Flight Report with Larry Weir and listen from there. Or if you're a regular podcast consumer, you can subscribe or just listen through most of the major podcast sites like iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, CastBox, Radio Public, Pocket Casts, and iHeartRadio. I'll be back again next week with another edition of Flight Report. And thanks to football coach Aaron Best and women's basketball coach Wendy Schuler. Don't forget, the Eagle football team, ranked 4th and 5th in the nation in the two major FCS polls, plays Idaho Saturday. Our pregame show starts at 11 with kickoff just after noon on the Eagle Radio Network from Learfield. Thanks for listening to this week's Flight Report. I'm Larry Weir.
You've been listening to Flight Report, the latest news from EWU Athletics, spanning all sports, events, and key information. Fly with us. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.